Thursday morning, yelpmichael.com, do it.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Is it too early for ice cream?
It's never too early for ice cream.
It's a funny fact. More ice cream is actually sold during colder months than on colder days than it is the whole rest of the year.
How is that possible?
I think it's because we have more colder days than we have hot days.
So we're talking ice cream. Where are the places to see and get your ice cream fill?
We have quite a few here in Reno, and I'm excited to talk about a bunch of them. So I want to talk about some more obscure spots first.
Okay.
The cover photo for this week's Weekly Yelp is this magnificent looking banana split.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not coming from any of the places you are probably thinking. If you've ever ventured down past the Wells Roundabout a little bit south, there's a street called Casaza Way.
Mm-hmm.
On Casaza Way, there is a great little strip mall that houses the Alibi Lounge.
Yes.
Which I think everyone knows about.
Well, it's sneaky, but yeah, if you know, you know.
And right next door
is
Los Cuatro Vientos, which is an amazing taqueria.
Mm-hmm.
And right next door to that, connected to the taqueria, is a business called Fruity Hielo.
Okay.
Which means fruity snow.
Gotcha.
And they are a frutteria, and so they have all kinds of delicious ice creams and also smoothies and shakes,
mm-hmm.
As well as these crazy Latin kind of fruit desserts.
Uh-huh.
And so it's definitely a place worth checking out. And so this banana split is here. It's mountainous. Three cherries. The banana's huge.
Gotcha.
Have a banana split there.
All right.
But also another frutteria worth checking out is called Paleteria Morelia,
mm-hmm.
also on Wells. And this is closer to like the intersection at Ryland.
Mm-hmm.
It's this brightly colored house on the side of the street, and they have all kinds of delicious things. But the Huckleberry ice cream is one of Yelper Amanda M's favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And this place is just so cool. This is one of those places you wish there were more of in Reno. But if you haven't checked it out, go for it. Everyone loves the Froyo here in Reno.
Where is the Froyo?
Have you?
I've never been to the
frozen
Froyo.
Yogurt.
I get your I get your lingo now.
The Froyo.
Gotcha.
So we're gonna give a hat tip to Honey Treat over there in the Smithridge Plaza, one of Reno's original frozen yogurt hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing there is they have this topping that they call Rocky Road,
mm-hmm.
which is really like carob chips, which are not chocolate, but mm-hmm. they taste kind of like chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yogurt chips, and then chopped almonds.
Mm.
You put that on any flavor they have, which change daily. And if you check their Facebook page or sign up for their email list, you could see all the flavors daily. Pretty awesome. Also in this list, probably making some of the most unique ice cream flavors in town, would be Peddler's Deli and Ice Cycle Creamery up on Lakeside. If you haven't been there, they've got banana curry. They make an ube flavor, which is like a Japanese purple sweet potato.
Crazy.
And they have a really great flavor that's usually on the roster called Home Means Nevada,
mm-hmm.
which is sage and pine nuts with honey. Oh,
nice.
Man. It's awesome.
I like that.
But all the flavors are super creative. Jeremy whips them up on a daily basis. They have great sandwiches too.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you check them out. They're a little out of the way, but well worth it. And also in this issue, we've got Sweets Homemade Candies and Ice Cream, which mm-hmm. is over on South Virginia by the Hallmark store.
And the Nordstrom Rack.
In the Nordstrom Rack, right next to the Nordstrom mm-hmm. Rack. And We Olive.
Yes.
And we also have Sierra Nevada Scoops, which is on Summit Ridge mm-hmm. Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of great places to get ice cream. What is happening this weekend, Dave?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, Mike Tyson is in town.
What?
Yeah, Mike freaking Tyson.
Oh, that's right. He's doing like a talk or something.
Yeah, the Undisputed Truth at the Silver Legacy. If you haven't seen it, you must Google him on the hoverboard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he takes the fall. Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, it's painful.
But Mike Tyson is in town.
Mike Tyson, he is an entertainer.
That's right. And he has a tattoo on his face.
Yes, he does.
If you're not going to check him out, this Tuesday coming up, February 9th, is Rotary's Mardi Gras celebration, also at the Downtown Events Ballroom.
Mm-hmm, I've done that. That's a good time.
And if you're looking for something fun on Saturday, Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine is celebrating their 7th birthday, and they're having a big party with Blend Catering at the Sienna Hotel.
Mm.
So I actually haven't seen the inside of the Sienna since they closed the doors.
Well, the renovation, Reno. See what's doing there.
So if you want to check any of that out, check it out, yelp.com/weekly_Yelp or yelp.com/events/Reno.